Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. What are you getting ready for this weekend? Are you getting ready for a big weekend at the beach? You getting ready for a little fun with the fam? Or how about getting ready with Ready Kids? Get it? I'm quick that way. I'm very happy to have in the studio this morning with me Christy Craig, who's the executive director with Ready Kids. Carrie Lindemann, she is the program manager. And they've got a big event coming up tomorrow, August 1st on Saturday. Good morning, y'all. Welcome to Pep Talk.
Good morning. We're so excited to be here.
I'm so glad you could make it in this morning early on Friday. I know you got a lot on your plate getting ready for the event tomorrow. So first of all, Christy, tell us a little bit about Ready Kids. I've heard, you know, most people have heard of you, but maybe aren't as clear about what you do. So tell us a little bit about the organization.
Sure. So Ready Kids is a local nonprofit. We are based right here in Pensacola, Florida. There's not another one of us in the community, in the world. So we're really excited to be able to support children on their path to kindergarten readiness through mentor programs, family engagement, educator support, really supporting our community to rally around our youngest learners and make sure they are excited, confident, and eager when they go into kindergarten.
See, I love this. It's so important because you want your kids to be ready. And a lot of parents are homeschooling their kids, getting them ready, and other parents, you may not have the resources, maybe you have to work. So this is a great way to get that extra help you need so that your kid doesn't start behind. That's the scary thing.
It's so true. It's a real concern in our community. Last year, we saw that only about 36% of children started kindergarten ready to learn.
Really? The number was that low?
It's pretty low, but part of that story is that the threshold for kindergarten readiness continues to rise. The standards that kids are being held to continue to become higher and higher. So our children are having to work harder to prove that they are ready and that they have what it takes to excel in their academics. But that's exactly why community support is so important and why events like Kindergarten Here We Come are helping our children.
Kindergarten Here We Come. All right. I want to hear about this because it is happening tomorrow. So Carrie, why don't you give us a rundown? You're the program manager. So tell me a little bit about what's happening.
Yes, we are excited. That readiness does start at home. For a lot of students in Escambia County, VPK or pre-K is not required in the state of Florida. So a lot of these kiddos are stepping into day one of kindergarten without any foundation laid, without any experience of what will happen in the classroom. Parents are a little nervous about what their student might be doing those first few weeks of school. So we're hopeful with this event that we can give parents resources, we can give them that peace of mind, we can show the students some of the skills they'll be working on. We're going to have 5 learning stations.
Okay.
We're super excited about this. This is something new for us. We've had this event in the past, but we have shifted gears. So it is a one-day event, but students will be able to go to these 5 different learning stations. They'll get to work on some of these skills they'll see those first few weeks and months in the kindergarten classroom. We will have teachers on site who can answer any questions the parents may have. We will supply these families with a resource folder. And then we have 7 community partners coming out who are going to be giving away free school supplies to all of these students.
Wow, that is great. Okay, so where is it going to be?
So it will be at St. Christopher's Episcopal Church, 3200 North 12th Avenue from 10 to 1 p.m. tomorrow.
Okay, so from 10 to 1, you can't miss it. And what are the ages? What are the age ranges for the parents and for the kids to come?
So this event is catered to students going into kindergarten.
Okay.
The goal is to get them ready, to get these parents ready. You know, of course, siblings are welcome to attend, but the goal is for these kiddos to have this experience before day one of kindergarten, which is very quickly approaching.
What is that, 5 or 6? Is that about right?
Yeah, they're 5 turning 6 in kindergarten. But the first day of school is August 12th. I know Meet the Teacher is next week. So, I feel like for us, it is perfect timing to make sure these parents and kiddos get what they need.
Oh, I think it's fantastic. I wish we had those kind of things when I was around. It really makes a difference. So anybody can come? Do they have to live in Escambia County or anything like that? Are there any restrictions?
No, absolutely not. It's for any families who do have that incoming kindergartner, private school, public school. I feel like a lot of families are all in the same boat, getting ready for that very first day of kindergarten, no matter where you're going to school. So all are welcome.
Oh, I think it's phenomenal. And August 1st is tomorrow. It's kind of snuck up on us. So people have been busy with all their summer activities. So this is a great opportunity to get recentered, take advantage of who's going to be there. So, okay, so I have my little five-year-old in tow, and I walk into the church, and what can I expect? Where should I start?
Okay, so you will walk in. We have a registration table set up. Each child that attends will be given a passport.
Oh, how cute.
And their passport will take them through the five learning stations. They get a stamp for each station they complete. And at the close, they get to turn in their passport and receive a brand new book of their choice.
Oh, how cool.
In addition to everything else that they will receive from our community partners, all the back-to-school supplies and resources.
Oh, how cute is that? I like the passport idea. That's awesome.
Well, and Meg, I think you should ask Carrie what the passport looks like.
Oh, Carrie, what does the passport look like?
So it is a yellow school bus.
Oh, so how stinking cute is that?
It is. Daphne on our team created it, and it takes you through your little journey getting ready for kindergarten.
I want to be five again. It sounds like fun.
Don't we all?
Yes.
Well, tell me about the learning stations. You have five learning stations, and so that's a pretty broad statement. What can you get a little more specific about what they'll be learning or the skills they'll be picking up just from this particular event?
Absolutely. So we have an alphabet trot, which is like a cakewalk. So it will be letter identification and letter sounds. We will have a story starter station where students will be given a prompt and they get to draw the rest of the story.
Oh, how cute.
We have a station where they're working with Play-Doh. So Play-Doh is...
Play-Doh's still around?
Play-Doh is still
okay,
around.
Okay, that makes me feel better. All I hear about is computers and the kids on their cell phones at five, but I'm very happy to hear that you're going to be offering Play-Doh.
Yes, Play-Doh is still a hit. So they get to create letters, numbers with Play-Doh, create pictures, even their name with Play-Doh. Working on some of those fine motor skills. We will have a bookmark keychain making station.
Oh, cute.
For a lot of our kiddos, that creativity is such an important skill for them at this age, and then be able to make something and take it home. The best station, I think, is Ready, Set, Pack.
Okay, gotta tell me what this is. Give me the details.
Okay, so a skill that, we might not think about practicing prior to school is packing your backpack.
So
students are going to be given a shopping list where they have school supplies that they have to fill a backpack with.
Oh, cool.
So it'll have a picture to help guide the kiddo. So it might be, okay, your blue pencil box, your yellow folder, your green spiral notebook. And they have to use that shopping list to identify those objects and put them in the backpack. And at the close, they actually will receive their very own brand new backpack.
Awesome. Well, I think that's kind of helpful for the mom and dad, quite frankly, if you haven't been to school in a while, and that's a great, great tool. So this is an exciting event. This is happening tomorrow. Give us the time and place one more time.
It is at St. Christopher's Episcopal Church, 3200 North 12th Avenue from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Awesome. We're talking with our friends at Ready Kids, a big event tomorrow for the kindergartners that are going to kindergarten for the very first time. I was excited about school. I remember being very excited. It's a great time. If you have any questions for Carrie or Christy, all you got to do is text it in this morning. There are experts on kids going back to school and a lot more. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about what Ready Kids does throughout the year to help our students and our children. We'll be back with Pep Talk, 850-437-1620. Would love to hear from you. Good morning. It's Friday on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our friends from Ready Kids are here today. Christy Craig is here. Carrie Lindemann is here. And they are telling us about this big event going on tomorrow. So for listeners who just joined us, let's talk about that. What do we got happening tomorrow for the kindergartners, little ones?
The little ones. So at Ready Kids, where we're on a mission to support children on their path to kindergarten readiness, it is so appropriate that we've got an event coming up tomorrow called Kindergarten Here We Come. It is for those families with children who are stepping into kindergarten here in just a couple of weeks. And of course, it is family friendly. We're encouraging them to bring out all the siblings and just have a great time learning how to get ready. So Carrie, what are we going to see at the event?
And it's at, tell them where it's at in the Times.
Okay, it is tomorrow, August 1st, at St. Christopher's Episcopal Church on 3200 North 12th Avenue from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Right across from Cactus Flower.
Right across from Cactus Flower. So if you love Mexican, it's right there on 12th Avenue. We are super excited. We have seven community partners coming out to help support our event and to give our little ones school supplies and resources. So we have Nemours, Escambia Children's Trust, Ascension Early Steps, United Way Healthy Schools, Healthy Families Escambia through Children's Home Society, Emerald Coast PBS, and Child Find. So we are excited to have them. In addition to these individuals and groups, we have three teachers from Escambia County who are part of our event.
Oh, great.
Who are there to support our parents. So if you have questions, concerns, these individuals are there to assist you. They're in our schools. They're teaching our little ones, so they are there to help.
Awesome. That's great. And you have some sponsors, too, I believe.
We sure do. This event would not be possible without the support of our incredibly generous community. So we do want to say thank you to Gulf Winds Credit Union, who are not only supporting the event financially, but also coming out to volunteer, Guy Brothers Roofing and Siding, O'Connor Family McDonald's, the Society of the Debutante Charity Cotillion. And we also want to give a shout out to Hughes Air Repair, mm-hmm. because they are really the engine behind the school supplies that we're being able to donate. Mm-hmm. They supported this event by donating about $1,200 worth of school supplies.
Wow.
And we're incredibly grateful for them.
Well, that's pretty nice considering it's the first day of August, and I would suspect they're pretty busy right now.
Yes.
Air repair.
Yes. In fact, while I was driving here, I saw their van on the road, and I said, hey, I know them.
So thank you to them and to everybody that's supporting this event. But this isn't just a one-time thing, because y'all have programs that are really helpful throughout the year. So maybe, Christy, if you can touch on that a little bit about some of the things that Ready Kids does and how we can help, because maybe I can't go tomorrow, but I love what you do, so how can I help support you?
Absolutely. We really are community-based. We are busy all year long. We do a lot of family outreach events, supporting families exactly where they are. We have our own event in the spring called Read Across Pensacola Day that we would love to have the entire community come out to. Do a lot of support in the schools to ensure educators have the resources that they need for their classrooms to thrive. We offer one-time volunteer opportunities like guest readers, and business groups can come out in small groups to do a power hour in a kindergarten classroom. But our biggest and most important program is Reading Pals, which offers a one-on-one mentor to young learners in pre-K and kindergarten.
Oh.
And we are always looking for volunteers to come out and give their time.
How fun. So then basically you're helping the little ones learn how to read. Is that pretty much the gist of it?
Yes. They, like I mentioned, they are pre-K kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
So our program matches mentors, our Reading Pals.
Mm-hmm.
So it's people who volunteer their time. They get to come out one day a week, 45 minutes at one of our partner schools, and they are matched with a student that they get to work on some of these early skills.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, reading books, learning how to write their name, numbers, all these different things that they're working on at this early age. But to have that person that shows up for them every week is
yeah.
so impactful. For a lot of our little ones, that consistency goes such a long way with their development.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you are interested in volunteering your time, if you like to work with little ones, become a Reading Pal, because it is life-changing.
Well, I heard somebody say one time, if you want to be young, then stay around the young.
That's right.
So I think that's a great idea. And, you know, Council on Aging does a foster grandparent program, which is very similar to this, and they get kudos from everybody that participates, because sometimes the little ones don't want to talk to their teacher, or they might be intimidated to talk to their parents or their friends. And now they have this person that they see every week that's kind of like a grandparent in a way, you know, or maybe not as older, but it just depends. I mean, what are some of the feedback that you get from the volunteers that do this?
Oh, gosh. Our volunteers tell us time and time again that this is the highlight of their week, and that they think they get more out of it than the students do.
I suspect so.
Yes. But we always say, if you are stressed, come and play with some Play-Doh. Come get the sweetest hugs from these 4 and 5-year-olds. And honestly, it is, like Carrie said, life-changing for these children. Not only are they learning those academics, having that caring adult who shows up, but they're also building really important social-emotional skills and finding that confidence within themselves to go forth and conquer and to enjoy the process of learning.
Yeah, I love this program. I think it's wonderful. And it's called Reading Pals.
Reading Pals. We've been in the community doing this since about 2010, and we are always growing. This past year, we supported about 280
what?
Students.
Oh, my God. That's huge. I didn't realize it was that many.
Yes. And
wow.
It continues to grow.
That's awesome. So you have impacted 286 little kids who you need a friend. friend who need to learn, improve their skills. And for a lot of folks, I'm guessing that this the skills are something that even if you're not computer savvy, you might be able to help the kids with these basics, right?
Absolutely. This program is accessible to absolutely everyone. We provide everything you could need. We provide training, on-site support every time you're there, a weekly guide. Truly, if you just come and talk with the child and give them that encouragement, help them find that joy in learning, anybody can do this.
Okay, it sounds like fun to me. So we're talking with Christy and Carrie from Ready Kids, a great program and a great organization here in Escambia and Santa Rosa County. We appreciate all that you do. If you've got a question for them, this is Pep Talk, the expert panel, 850-437-1620. And if you just joined us, they've got a big event tomorrow for the kindergartners. You want to give them time and place and a little quick overview one more time?
Sure. We've got our Kindergarten Here We Come event tomorrow, August 1st. At St. Christopher's Episcopal Church, 3200 North 12th Avenue from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Bring your incoming kindergartner, bring the siblings, and come and enjoy a fun-filled event.
It sounds like fun to me, and I'm not a kindergartner. Well, maybe you should have some adult programs like this, because I'd like to get my hands on some Play-Doh again. It's been a while.
Come be a reading pal.
Oh, there you go. Maybe I should. That sounds like fun. We'll be back with our friends from Ready Kids in just a moment. This is Pep Talk. Thanks for listening today, and thanks for being a part of our community. We'll be right back. Are you ready? I'm ready with Ready Kids here on Pep Talk this morning. We got a big weekend coming up and a big event for kindergartners about to get started. So Christy and Carrie are here to tell us all about it.
Yes, we are so excited. Tomorrow is our Kindergarten Here We Come event. It is from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at St. Christopher's Episcopal Church, 3200 North 12th Avenue. Bring your kiddo who's going into kindergarten. Bring the siblings. It is an event that you don't want to miss. Grandparents, bring out those grandkids. If you have neighbors, if you have friends who have
nieces,
children.
Nephew.
Yeah, anyone who is going into kindergarten, please bring them out to this event. We will have learning stations available to hit on all those early kindergarten skills. We will have community partners giving out resources and school supplies. We will have teachers on site to answer any questions. It will be a very fun, filled event. So hope to see you there tomorrow.
And it's free.
It is free, and it's indoors.
Oh, good. That's good. So you're not having to watch the meteorologist every two seconds. That's good.
Yes. But listen, if this is pulling on your heartstrings and you're like, gosh, I don't have a kindergartner, but I sure do miss that age, consider being a reading pal. We would love to have you come out and volunteer with a child in that pre-K or kindergarten age range and give them the tools that they need to succeed all year long. We provide everything that you could need, from volunteer support every single time you step into a classroom, training in advance, weekly guides to lead your sessions, and make sure that this is the best experience for you and your child. No experience necessary, just somebody who has a passion for making a positive impact in a child's life. 45 minutes a week, you choose the day, you choose the school, and you just come out and have a great time with the kiddo.
Well, what I like about that is that you do give training, and I think you were giving me some dates when we were talking during the break on when it gets started.
Absolutely. So all of our volunteers are asked to do a one-hour orientation. Orientations do start August 18th, and we have orientations all year long. So if you're like, this isn't the best time for me to start something like this, we recruit volunteers September through May.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yes. Our program does kick off the week of September 14th. So if you are interested in hearing more about how to become a reading pal or our organization, you can visit readykidsfl.org. We have lots of information on there. You can sign up for an orientation, but come make a difference. These kiddos are looking for someone that they can be matched with, that they can learn and grow with.
I love it, and I'm just so impressed. I had no idea that you'd served over 280 children. That's an incredible numbers. So good for you. Hats off to you for doing that. And to everybody that volunteered to make it happen. That's just such a great... Our community is amazing here in Pensacola, really.
Our community is incredible. Last year, we had 331 volunteers who came through our program, which is such a testament to the generosity of the Pensacola community. And since we launched Reading Pals more than about 15 years ago, we've supported more than 2,400 children, have given away more than 10,000 books. And this past year alone, we gave away 4,200 books.
Amazing.
And helping our children to build those home libraries and love the process of learning.
So if somebody somebody wanted to donate, maybe they can't be a Reading Pal right now, can you give your website and how they can get in touch with you to donate? Because everything costs something.
It sure does. The biggest impact they can make is through their time or their dollars. ReadyKidsFL.org. We would be so grateful to have your support.
And in the meantime, bring your little kindergartners to be tomorrow to St. Christopher's Church, 10 o'clock.
10 a.m. Kindergarten, here we come.
All right. Thank you guys so much for all that you're doing. Ready Kids, what an awesome organization. Thanks for being on Pep Talk today. Happy Friday.
Thanks, Meg. Thank you.